It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out with David Pollack.
Feeling sexy and fabulous starts from the inside, with self-confidence. Yet the media creates this false sense of what a sexy woman should look like, making most women have a negative self-body image. I write about this in my book, I speak to this all the time, but it's time we change the way society influences young women, older women, everybody, and work on how to improve our own self-image. I'm so excited about this, I gotta share with you. Today my guest is a true beauty and brains. She's a supermodel. She's an actress. She's the reigning Miss United Nations 2013, Miss Galaxy Virginia 2012. You ready? She holds a degree from Harvard Medical School and the Citadel. She's a superwoman, and she's here with me to burst the myth about what the media says women should look like. Joining me today is Erin Morgart. Erin's a supermodel, and I'm sure you've never faced such personal struggles, have you?
Oh, I have. I have. Certainly, along with everyone else, you know, our journey in life, we do, you know, encompass different things along the way. And I have two children, and after having both children, I gained between 35 and 45 pounds, and that was a struggle. After weighing about 95 pounds throughout most of my life, and having this incredibly fast metabolism that I was blessed with, and being very active, being in sports year-round, and just eating basically whatever I wanted, and all of that wonderful stuff, only to find out after having children that my hormones decided to take a different road, and thus the extra weight. And then
okay,
I felt horrible about myself.
I'm going to pause you there 1 second, because you're speaking to the women audience, but I'm going to tie in here. I didn't have two kids, so I don't have an excuse. I can tell you somewhere along the line I changed and started gaining every year of my life a pound or two or three, and I gained a lot more than you did, and so I faced the same concerns, and truly I wanted to I wanted to live healthier and have a better self image, and started losing weight. So I'm anxious to hear some of the things, you know, what you think that, you know, healthy means, and what it means to be thinner, or is that important or not, and you know, why shouldn't being thin be the defining thing that makes us beautiful, or what do you think it is? You know, tell me some of your experience.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of it has to do with genetics. I think some of it, I know growing up, I was a very, of course, active person, and I wanted to be in sports, a very competitive person, and I just enjoyed the concept of sports and all of that. And I can't really say that I ate poorly. I just ate a lot, and I really burned it off, everything. And I was involved in competitive swimming, track, you name it, cheerleading, gymnastics. I could go on and on, softball, I mean, everything through high school and college. And just was able to keep it off without even thinking about it. So for me, it was a little bit of a different path. But then after having children, when I was in my late 20s, it changed, because I was so used to feeling good, you know, looking good, and not having to really put a whole lot, you know, in my mind, a whole lot of effort into it. Doing sports, of course, was certainly a help at any measure. But after having both children, it became more of a mental struggle more than anything, and I really had to change my whole mindset and decide that I had to figure this out as to why I had gained the weight, why it wasn't coming off, because I felt horrible physically, mentally. I was depressed, and I had to decide, make a conscientious decision, that I was going to do something about it. And I was sick and tired of feeling, as they say, sick and tired. And I did, on my own, do my own program, I was my own trainer, if you will. Mm-hmm. It was 95% mental. You have to make that mental decision that you are just going to commit to a program, which I did. And so much of it had to do with making that leap of faith into I'm in this for the long run. This is not about dieting. This is about changing my life for the better. I am tired of being depressed. I know what I used to look like. I know what I can look like again. And I'm going to see exactly how far I can take it. And thus, that started after having both children. And mind you, I nursed both children. So the concept of nursing your children and having the weight just fly off your body doesn't apply to everyone, and it certainly didn't apply to me. So that was a little disconcerting.
It doesn't to me either. I've lost a lot of weight, but one thing I've resolved myself is to realize I'll never go back to being as thin as I was back in high school or college, where I had such a tiny waist. But I got to admit, having a few more pounds on me, people used to think I looked too thin. So now I got to admit, there's probably a balance in there where it's healthier living. And I think some of the media is what drove that to why the younger audience, men, girls and guys, want to be so thin. And I sometimes think unhealthy. I mean, do you agree?
I completely agree. And being a fitness model, it's more about being healthy and eating properly and honestly body type, because being an athlete and being in the fitness world, it's not about being thin. It's about being healthy, more muscular. Most of us genetically tend to carry more muscle. I mean, I know I certainly do, and I have to say I am much more healthy now. And my body fat, I'm sure, is much lower now than it was when I was in high school and college. I have no idea what it was then, but I have clients who are what I call skinny fat people. They look thin on the outside, but then you do their bioimpedance and test their body fat, and they be maybe 30%, which is considered obese. So,
well,
that's
I got to tell you, my lifestyle. My lifestyle, I wasn't a skinny fat person. I was a fat person. So I've lost some of the weight, but I'm working right now, and we've talked about this on other shows about how we can reduce our body fat index or the body mass, and that's something I'm learning right now. So you're saying things I truly agree. I'm so excited. So, let's talk for a minute. Society influences people, and you've been in that, being in the model industry. I mean, what things do you think we can do that can help change these ideas of beauty, or help people realize that they're beautiful just the way they are, or help them feel more confident about themselves? Because I think that's a big piece of it.
Well, to me, that would have to do so much with role models. Not only that, but in most of the major publications, all of the magazines that are put out there, they really, the models, it's really dissuasive, because most of them are much taller. They're showing these extremely anorexically thin models. Most of them, I won't say all or generalize, but most of them do smoke, and most people don't realize this. And I've told other clients this, and they got all excited about it. But for every cigarette that you smoke, you burn 10 calories. So you see these models like smoking away, and it's just really unhealthy. It's so unhealthy. So my answer to you would be, we need to change our role models. We need to actually use the measurements, that things that I use every day and with my clients, on measuring health. What is body fat? What is muscle? What does that entail?
Okay, I got it. And so, you know, really, you've shared with us some stuff, and you're saying things that I truly believe is, you know, we should change some of the role models instead of the cover of the magazines. I've done work with some of these beauty models being in the skincare industry, and with all the airbrushing, a lot of them can't even look as beautiful as they are on the cover, and they have a low self-confidence. And so I agree, change some of our role models, look at what we're measuring. Maybe it's not fat, but our body mass. And so I got to tell you, I appreciate you being on today. And I invite everybody to visit Erin's website. It's www.erinjmorgaard.com. And let's learn different things of how we can feel more confident about ourselves and realize and embrace that we are beautiful just the way we are. I'm David Pollack with Beauty Inside Out, and thank you for listening.